the new director of player personnel and recruiting coordinator at Brigham Young University for their football program, Justin Anderson. Justin, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Justin, how does it feel to be back in Provo?
It's great. I mean, it's something I've always wanted to do is be back at this special university, and I'm really excited to be here.
Tell us about your background, Justin. I know you played football at BYU. What happened after you graduated from BYU?
Well, let's see. I moved to Florida, and you know, I coached there 4 years, high school football, with my oldest brother, Tyler, which was a blast. And then from there, I came back, was a GA at BYU for 2 years. And then the last five years, I've been coaching at Nicholls State University in South Louisiana.
Who was better when you guys were at BYU, Toby or yourself at wide receiver?
No, Tyler.
Toby Christensen. I'm talking about Gurney.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because you and Toby are good buddies. I know that. And you guys got to get competitive. So, Gurney was talking to me. So, who did you say? You said Toby's better?
I'm going to give Toby. Yep, Toby was the man.
Oh, that's a lie. Toby said the opposite. He said that you were better.
That's what friends are supposed to do, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm glad that you're back. You know, it's been a long time coming. I think, you know, as I was evaluating this hire, right, you know, because we're always intrigued by who BYU is hiring, bringing onto the staff. I think it's important that a former football player is put into this situation and to put into this position specifically.
You know, I hope so. You know, being a player here, you know, several years ago, you hope you have a good background on what BYU is about and the dynamics of BYU and what a special place can be, but also, you know, some of the demands that are placed upon a student athlete here at BYU.
Justin, Brandon Gurney from the Deseret News. Upon taking that job, can you kind of give us a sense of what exactly you're jumping into and what your first few days of work have been like?
Yeah, you know, it's been nonstop. I've had some late nights here just trying to get myself caught up in everything that's going on. But, you know, we've had some great things going on here. We're trying to catch up with all the names of the recruits and what's going on. And we've had some unofficial visits, which has been great. And you know, recruiting starts April 15th. So trying to get all those plans in order, making sure we know where we're going. And the coaches are great here. We've got great coaches here at BYU. I have to say that, and it's an honor to be able to work around some of these men.
Justin Anderson, new director of player personnel as well as recruiting coordinator, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. I've been through many interview processes, and typically when you go in, you're chatting with the big boss like Bronco, you have to have a mantra, you have to have kind of a vision. And what did you tell Bronco in order for him to get excited about hiring you?
Well, you know, I think that hopefully some of my background of being a high school coach, a former player, also a graduate assistant, and then having coached in what many would believe is some of the best football in the country in the south part of the United States. Hopefully some of those experiences can lend to helping build upon what they've already done here. I mean, I don't think you ever really go into something and you say, I'm going to make all of these changes and I'm the guy, I'm the reason. And it's more for me, how can I fit in and how can I help this program continue to build to be a national power, which is, I know, what Bronco's vision is. So hopefully some of those things, those background, and that's kind of what I talked about, is my background of being a coach. And, you know, I've coached non-LDS athletes, and, you know, I'm a former player here, and you know, I was a bishop in South Louisiana even. So hopefully some of these different experiences can really lend to some great things here at BYU.
When you look at the job Martson's done over the last few years, it seems like he was able to really push the envelope as far as just attracting talent that typically didn't come to BYU. without maybe the focus in state that, that BYU's had in the past. When you look at where your focus is going to be, do you want to continue pushing that envelope? Just go to places that haven't been mined out before, or maybe just focus more in state? Or what's the plan of attack going forward in that regard?
Sure. Well, you know, I think if you look at any great program, this is my experience at least, but what I saw being in the South is you want to try and win your state first. I think that's important. You look at any of those schools in the southeastern United States, you look at Ohio State. I mean, really, you could pick anywhere. You want to try and win your state the best that you can. And then from there, you want to go and get the best talent that's available wherever it may be. And the right kind of guys that can make it here at BYU. I mean, this is a unique university, a special university. I think it's the most unique and special university in the country. But sure, I mean, you always want to find the best. That's everyone's job, is to find the best players in the country that can help your program win. And obviously at BYU, there's some unique things that kind of lend into the recruiting process here that other schools maybe don't have. But I think that's always the goal, is to find the best of the best.
The talent in state has really improved over recent years. Bronco said as much on Letter of Intent Day, and he made sure to say that we need to do a better job in state, and that goes about offering kids early. How has BYU done in maybe getting a jump start in state this year, and how's it looking for in-state recruiting just for 2016?
I think it looks great. I think they've done a good job of evaluating talent, and I think that's, you know, the first process is finding and then evaluating that talent. And you know, every school is a little bit different. Everyone has different needs, and each year is going to present to you what kinds of needs do you have. And so making sure those needs are filled and then going from there. But Utah has always, I'm from here. I guess I'm a little bit biased. I believe Utah has always had good talent. I think it's finally starting to get recognized a little bit more because of the way that recruiting has changed with all of the different national outlets that are out there and the way Twitter and all these things. And I think it's really starting to catch up, and hopefully we'll do a great job of that. And it appears to be that we've done a really good job of evaluating that talent so far.
Justin, I wanted to get your thoughts on, you mentioned unique a few times, and I think that uniqueness is a good thing. It's a great thing because I think it's what makes BYU who it is and able to compete at such a high level. But also, it's difficult because of losing about 40% of your team every single year, 40% attrition rate. I think it hovers around there in balancing scholarships. And I know that that's going to be a tough thing for you coming in. Is it mind-blowing to you just how difficult that juggling of scholarships is at BYU compared to other universities?
Yeah, I mean, it is different. And I guess for me, because I played here, I mean, I was never, you know, the head coach. I've never really dealt with scholarships. I GA'd here. But I think kind of having experience a little bit, I've always kind of felt like there is a little bit, it is different here. And so there's always going to be a little bit different challenge. But I think it's a good thing. And I think as long as we can stay focused and I think at BYU, you can't just be a now guy. You have to sometimes always look to the future so that your numbers and different things are always going to kind of be where they need to be. So I think it's a great thing, but it is a little bit mind-blowing. It is, I think when you talk to other people, it's shocking how much, you know, BYU has turnover, and to make sure that you're on top of kind of what's going on is important.
How is the new software that's been implemented going to help you?
I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, coming from Nicholls State, which was a great experience, and I loved the guys that I coached with down there and the players that I coached. I have a true love for those guys, but we had nothing even
a whiteboard
compared. Yeah, basically, you know, we had an Excel spreadsheet that we made up, and that's kind of what we used to keep track of what we were doing recruiting wise. This thing they've got here is it really is something else. And I think it can really, really help us, going forward.
How is the scholarship situation? What we've heard for 2014 and 15, there were basically no offers. As far as just offering guys immediately, I heard numbers like just 5 or 8 from year to year. I mean, contingent on guys serving missions straight out of high school, obviously. But has that largely been alleviated? And how free are you to just offer whoever you want this year?
You know, I don't – unfortunately, I'm not quite there yet. I wish I knew exactly where we're at numbers-wise, and I'm hoping – I'll be a little bit more on top of that here soon, but I you know, I think we've done a good job, and I think that you're going to see in the next few years that we're going to really be on top of where we need to be. I think that because of missions, and I think when the mission age changed, you know, I'm not sure there are things that could have possibly happened there. You know, all of a sudden you get 18-year-olds going instead of 19-year-olds. But I think BYU's really done a good job of trying to manage the changes that have taken place, and I think that, you know, hopefully in the next few days when I get a better understanding of where we're at scholarship-wise, I could probably give you a better answer.
Well, I know there's a lot of administrative work and organizational things that you have to do, but I sense that there is excitement in your voice in coming in. New job, new challenges, obviously, but I think the most important thing is your pitch, your sell, your energy when you're talking to these recruits and answering their questions. And so, you know, what message, you know, because there's a lot of parents that listen to our show that their young men, you know, their young kids are getting recruited to BYU. What's your message to them about what makes BYU special and why they should take a serious look at BYU?
Well, you know, BYU is, like I said, is in my opinion, there's no place else like it on the planet. And not only do we have a great football program, but, you know, I've always believed that football builds character. That's the purpose of the game. And not how many guys, you know, get to go on from to the next level. Well, you hope everybody, but, you know, not everybody does. But BYU builds the whole person. And I think that's unique. Not that no one else does that, but I think it does it in a different way. And, you know, I love BYU. It was a blessing in my individual life. It's made me a better person for being here. And I think that when people can really see what BYU is and the men they're going to be coached by, you know, Coach Mendenhall is a great man and he wants to do the right things. And I have a ton of respect for him and the other coaches on the staff. I mean, these guys are some of the best, and being able to be coached by them, I think is going to be awesome for a young man that comes in here. And, you know, you're a former player, and the camaraderie that you're going to share for the rest of your life is pretty unique. And that's one of the things I think you can find at BYU that maybe is different because of the way the relationships are built at BYU is a little bit different.
Can you talk more about just what your job involves specifically? I mean, when you punch in, what are you going to be spending your time doing? Just kind of give the in and outs and what's kind of a new position at BYU and just what it entails.
Well, you know, I think essentially, you know, used to have recruiting coordinators and they were coaches. And they kind of handled that. And now essentially what's been done is, it's kind of a new position created because of the way recruiting has changed with all of the different social medias and all the things that are going on, kind of have this new position. And really that's what it is. It's you're able to kind of look at the personnel that's coming in and that you have, and then, you know, have a plan for the recruiting because of the way that it's changed. And really that's kind of what it is. You're constantly finding, evaluating as much as you can, and then making sure that the guys that you have are where they need to be, and, you know, kind of keeping everything in line so that coaches can do their job.
Talk about Bronco Mendenhall as a recruiter. Have you been able to maybe being in a situation yet where you've been able to see how he goes about it specifically and just kind of in that room and maybe what his pitch is and maybe describe him that way, or is it too early to gauge?
You know, him? I wished I could. I couldn't. I haven't been able to sit in with him. You know, I can tell you that when I interviewed with him, he's a great guy, and I think when people really get to know who he is, the players love him from what I can tell. I mean, the guys that are here, I think they truly do love Coach Mendenhall. And, you know, I think that's important. When guys love their coach, they're willing to do just about anything for them. And, you know, I know when I interviewed with him and having been a GA for him, I have a ton of respect for him. And I feel it a privilege to be able to be in this position, to be able to work around him and these other coaches.
Back when you were recruiting, I believe in-state recruiting has changed quite a bit, just as far as just where players go and what plays for in-state players. Can you maybe comment on just how recruiting is different, just as far as the landscape of competing against Utah and Utah State specifically, as opposed to when you were being recruited?
Yeah, it sure, you know. I think we had VHS tapes when I was coming out or something like that. I don't know, you know. I know for a fact we didn't have anything called Huddle, you know, and I don't think we had Twitter. I think we had, like, you wrote a piece of paper and maybe a letter to somebody. But it has changed dramatically, and it's continuing to change, it seems. You know, you have the Power Five conferences, so to speak, and I think it's great that BYU's been mentioned in that. You know, you've had the SEC mention this as a Power Five conference. You know, that's a pretty big deal when you're talking about what arguably people would say is the number one conference in the country. So they see you as a true player in the game of football. So I think that the way things have changed, because it's so visible, everything is visible to the community. People are so involved in what's going on that I think that it has changed, and I think it's been good. There's good and bad always to that. But I think BYU's really done a good job, and hopefully we can continue to do a good job of staying on top of the changes, because I'm sure that football will continue to change. And I think that's what great people and programs do, is they're able to change with the times. You can't always live in the past. Sometimes change isn't always a bad thing.
Justin Anderson, new director of player personnel and also recruiting coordinator at Brigham Young University, within their football program, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. My question to you is this, Justin. Who has been your fire hose moderator? Because you are drinking from a lot of info right now. There's got to be someone that's like, all right, hey, let's pull that off for a moment. Let's relax for a second here. So who's been like, is it Patrick Hickman, the new DOFO, the director of football operations? Who's kind of keeping you balanced right now? Because you have to be overwhelmed with a lot of info and trying to take it all in. It's tough. And you're making, you had a big move, getting your family settled, all that stuff. Who's helping you out?
Well, you know, Coach Mendenhall has been actually really good about it. Patrick Hickman's been great. And, you know, I hate to say it, but the best person's been my wife. You know, she's not here. She's still in my family's still in Louisiana. They won't actually come out here till school finishes. So I talk to my wife daily, and she's always been great. You know, she's truly my best supporter, but always been great about, keeping me focused and making sure I have my priorities straight. And you know, you wish you could do everything, but I think it's a matter of giving your attention the best of where it needs to be, and prioritizing those things. And hopefully that I feel like I've got a good hold on where I need to be. And it's a matter of just kind of slowly, right, one foot in front of the other, getting to where I can help this program.
Yeah, baby steps. One of my favorite mm-hmm. movies, you know. You know, what about Bob?
That is just a classic.
Little baby steps. You know, when you're trying to learn all this new stuff, I think the excitement of why you wanted the job in the first place, you know, should always be remembered. So what excites you the most about? And I know we've touched on maybe a few of these things, but you know, what excites you the most about this new job, this new position?
It's football, and being at a place that you love, that's had an impact in your own, you know, your own personal growth, is awesome. And when you get to, you know, when I was coaching in Louisiana as a coach, truly one of my favorite parts was the recruiting aspect of it. evaluating talent and getting to know people, and you know, you can really have an impact in people's lives. And to be honest, that's why I got into coaching in the first place, is I wanted to be able to impact people, and especially young men, because of the way that football impacted my own life. And so being able to be in a position where you're around the game of football and at a place that is truly special, I don't know if you can get it much better than that.
Love it, Justin. Appreciate you coming on with us. Look forward to getting to know you even more. You know, take a break from that fire hose every once in a while. Relax a little bit, brother. But I appreciate all you're doing. And appreciate the excitement and the info that you shared with us, and for all the Cougar fans that are listening as well.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time and glad I had the opportunity to be on here with you guys.
Welcome back to Provo, buddy.
All right, man. Go Cougs, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Thanks, Justin.